Okay, so we begin with the Dine Biur, not Biur Chametz. You know, you would think we were learning Psachim or something, but we're actually learning Hilchos Shvi'is. It's all just to cover. Tan Rabbanan Ochlim Anavim Ad Shechalu Dlios Shel Ochel. But if they're always mucharos, remember generally the principle is you can go by the last one. Remember we had that recent presentation in Tekoa? The fellow from Tekoa was in the Beis HaMikdash. I was actually thinking about this Gemara, right? That
it's the same place.
Tekoa hasn't changed, you know, so it's the Makom Hazesim. The Rashi says the Chachamim always used to go to Tekoa. Rabbi Lazar Omer Aichala Achron Shel Gush Chalav, that apparently was in the territorial area of Asher, right? Mitovel Veshemin Raglo Kadeshi Ani Yotse Venomotse Lo Benofo Velo Bikaro Rova Ochen Begrogros. Those are the dried tamarim, or I always forget Tainim or tamarim. It was like a block Tainim. Excuse me. Okay, so it's the dried figs. No offense to the Shevach Haaretz. So it's the Te'enim, Ochlin Begrogeres, Ad Shechalu Pagei Beis Hini, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Hizkir Pagei Beis Hini, Elan Yin Meiser, Pagei Beis Hini, Ve'ahini De Tovini, Chayavin B'Meiser. Okay, so the Din of Peros for that. So the Gemara then asks, Ochlin B'Tamar Ma'ad Shechala Achron Shebetzor, B'Shem Olil Omer Ochlin, Al Shel Ben Akifin, Ve'en Ochlin Al Shel Ben Hatzitzin, Al Shel Ben Hashitzin. So remember we talked about yesterday that, you know, when it collapses all the way to the bottom of the trunk of the tree, so there are thorns there, and it's like it's dangerous, and so that's not considered matzoi. So Urminu Ochlin Be'anavim Ad HaPesach, V'zeisim Ad HaTzeres, Be'grogros Ad HaChanukah, B'tmarim Ad HaPurim. Right, so it sounds like it's, you know, not the shiur we gave before. So Amar Bibi Rabbi Yochanan, Tarte Basrei Samachlif. So apparently Begrogros would be at a Purim and Tumarim at a Chanukah. Okay, so either Idi Chad Shiurahu. So the Gemara says either it's all one Shiur, like you can align Chanukah, Purim, Atzeres, Pesach with all the things that we said before. That's when it's Shiachala Achron Shebetkoa or Gushchalav, etc. That this is just what it happens to be. Viva Yesema Haktani Behadim Yeshmu Charis Man Ocho Saleh. And that the Lishnakama, right, said that if there are ones that are around later, so you can go later. So don't be so, you know, snarky, so to speak, about the shiurim that they gave, because they themselves conceded that if there were later, you know, that was okay too. Okay, so Tani Rabshikum Lil Omer, Siman Laharim Milan, Silan Leamakim Dekalim, Siman Lenachlim Kanim, Siman Leshvela Shikma, Viafal Pishin Raila Dover, Zechel Dover Shetem Shenemar, Vayitin Amelach Hasa Kesev Yerushalayim Kavanim Vesa Razim Nasan Kishkamim Asher Bashvela La Rov. Okay, so again, if you want to, you know, really know what an Amek is, there should be Dekalim. And the Chalim, there should be Kanim. So again, this is just, you know, kind of aphorisms, but the Gemara derives halachic principles. Siman Laharim Milin, Siman Lamakim Dekalim, Nafkamino Lebikurim, Detnan, Ein Bevin Bikurim Alin Mishiva Saminim. Velo midikalim shebaharim velo miperush shebamakim. So Nachi and I were discussing, last week already, that bikurim and Chanukah are very deeply related, and not just because there's a mitzvah of havas bikurim all the way until Chanukah, even though you can't do mikra bikurim past zman atzimcha dahainu sukkis, because they're really the only two mitzvahs where we have this like built in bikurim, even more so than Chanukah, frankly. But, you know, Mitzvah Chanukah and Eri Shubay. So then you have the Mahadrin, then you have Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. Machlokis Rambam and the Bali Tosos, what the relationship is between Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin. But Nachi, you want to just say over what we were pointing out about Bikurim the other day, and this is in the Chibad Ha'aretz elective, which is a code word for Masach de Bikurim.
The Rambam says that even if you don't fulfill the Mahadrin, it's in Mahadrin's Ma'akiv.
Yeah, it's what we call Mahadrin Le'ikuva, exactly right. So Kodem Kol could only be from the Shevach Haaretz. V'la kachta me reishis kol priya adama reishis v'lo kol reishis. So it's only the Shevach Haaretz. And then what you see is that it's only the Shevach of the Shevach, the creme de la creme, right? It could only be the best. So that is really unique. It's not a hiddur mitzvah. It's that the hiddur mitzvah is gufa, the halacha. Okay. What else? Siman lenachalim kanim reads nafkamina lenachal etan, right? Egla rufa, the halacha is, you know, vehoridu es ho egla nachal esan. So if you So Eisan is big machlokas rishonim, but it means Rashi says Rambam says it's a nachal sheshotei bechazka. Rashi says that it's, you know, basically like lazazel, like it's not fertile. Siman l'shvela shikma sycamore nafkamina l'meka chumemkar. So the Gemara says hashda as slahachi kulunami l'meka chumemkar. So once you say that it's a meka chumemkar, that you're going to say I'm selling somebody a shvela, they would expect this particular kind of arboreal presence, the shikma. And so on and so forth. You say, I'm selling, you know, the chalim, they'd expect to find kana there as well. Okay, so, you know, bidvar shakir tirchak, we should never misrepresent things in commerce. Okay, so the Mishnah says, makom shenagu limkar behemadakul inachrim, mochrin makom shenagu limkar in mochrin, v'chol makom in mochrin behemagasa, agalim v'sayachin shlemim v'shivurin. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shivura b'midhera, Matir Basos. So the issue here in terms of Behem Agasa is Shabbos, Shvitas Behemto B'Shabbos, right? It's not just Ata Bincha Vitecha Avtecha B'Mesecha, but Behemtecha, Shorcha V'Chamorcha. And a Behem Agasa, you know, if you sell it, you sell it. But if you rent it out, so then they're using your Behema on Shabbos, right? This is a classic Orle Arbas, our issue of Bailas versus Rishus. Your Bailas, their Rishus, that's still a problem of Shavisas behemto b'Shabbos. So there's all these kinds of, you know, kulas. So Rabbi Yehuda says, well, if it's a shavura, then you can't possibly use it. But Mesera will say, if it's a sus, you know, what are they going to do? You know, chayno se'es atzmo. So there's no malacha there. And the whole iser of riding on a sus is a dinder abanan because the gzeira mishum kotzer, because people are going to, you know, get a little excited about their capacity to ride a horse. And they'll say, you know, look at me, I can break off a branch as I go. So, you know, that happens. Okay, so more on that in a little bit. Makom shenagu lechol tzliba leli plas psachem ochlin. Makom shenagu shlo lechol ein ochlin. The Rambam paskins that way as well, that there is latitude. But we'll see that with respect to Rosho al-Kirav al-Kirbo, there's not so much latitude. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Mirav, Asur l'adam shiyomar, Basar zel pasachu, Minei shenir kemaktish behemto ve'ochol kajim achot. So Rashi comments, and the Balei Tosfos jump on it, Basar zeh afilu shchuta kvar. Which sounds a little strange, right? Because obviously if you're saying it's a karban Pesach, right, that should be done before shchita. So Amar Rav Papa, davka basar, aval chiti lo, deminto lepischa kamar. So basar lo, is this really a problem? Mesam riyosi todos ishromi hiniges b'nei romi lechol gediim kemikulasin b'leilei psachim. So he, you know, in Rome, he had them eating, you know, the fully roasted gedim, you know, zecher, you know, lemikdash. So b'leilei psachim. Shalchulo el malei todos ata. It's like the Gemara in Tainus, you know, el malei choni ata goes rani lecha nidui. Same idea, right? Shata machel is Yisrael kachim achutz. Kachim sal kadaitech ala ema. You know, it's mechsi. Karo v'hachalos Yisrael kachim achos. So mikulas in, shein mikulas lo. Imri mikulas lo shna amar lo shna lo amar. Another Rambam paskins. If it's mikulas, if it's rosho al kirav al kirbo, that's, you know, definitely a problem. Sheina mikulas piresh in lo piresho. If you declare, you know, herein is my Korban Pesach, that would be like kachim bachos. Okay, fine. So the Tosfos are not in full agreement here with Rashi. They say, going back to Amud Aleph, B'chush ma'itzim pirish Rashi achshav kor v'shem, pirish nami shalav iznadiv, kiderech ha-misnavim, ha'inu d'mechayim, lo kar lo shem Pesach, v'inami kar lo shem v'shas tzliya, hevi shal kiderech ha-magdishin. So the Tosfos don't like that. They present a number of kashas. L'kach nira, skipping down a few lines, da'al yidei, sh'omer achshav, v'asr zal ha-Pesach, sabri inchi d'mechayim ikdisha. That the Maris Ayin here is, even if it's after it's Shchuta, people think that you made the declaration Mechayim. Rabbi Shimon Afilo, Ikdisha Mechayim, Nishchor Dechutz, Lohavi Hektish, Mishum Shalom Isnadev, Kider Cham Isnadvim. And Rabbi Shimon wasn't, as we'll see, so concerned about that. Kidemuchach Tosefta Perek Vaskum Nachos, Kamarei Olai Ola, Amenasha Akrivena Beveis Chonyo, right? Kachem Bachot, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Zola. Don't worry about it too much, right? It's not Nitbas with an Amira. Akuma like that. V'achana maybe kemaktish amanas akriv b'chutzu te'edo kadosh. There's no chalos. V'had lo maisi v'ahacha lo maisi ha'i demincha mishum defarish b'behedya shaloi ki isnadev kiderech ha'misnadev. So that's what we're about to see. Okay. So, Rav Acha, masiv v'hamasiv 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 v'hamas So Maske Rav Sheshi is Bishlam the Man Tanu like Rabbi Yosi Nicha, Man the Maske Rabbi Shiva Minicha. Ratznan Rabbi Shiva and Poter Shelo Isnadiv Kederacham Isnadvin. So we're going to see what this case is in just a moment. So Amalei Ravina the Ravashi. Uman the Maslik Rabbi Yosi Minicha v'Merava Rabbi Shimon Mishitas Rabbi Yosi Amara the Amar Af Bigmar Dvarav Adam Ditpas. So my lab the Rabbi Shimon Savralak Rabbi Yosi Nami Savralak Rabbi Shimon Lo Rabbi Yosi Savralak Rabbi Shimon Savralak Rabbi Yosi Velo Rabbi Yosi Savralak Rabbi Shimon. So what is the case that we're talking about? So let's say a person says Harelai Mincha Minasa Orim. So there's no such thing as Mincha Saorim unless you're dealing with the Korban Omer. Or the minchas kenos, right? So it's an oxymoron. So if a person wants to be misnadev, a carbon mincha, so that's shelo kederechaz misnadev. That was the language that Tosus was quoting. So Rabbi Shimon is poter in such a situation, because he's saying that, you know, ein hashem chalalav, that af bigmar dvarav adam ditpas. And Rabbi Yossi apparently disputed that point. And Rabbi Yossi's position was that we just follow the beginning of what he said, you know, Harei Alai Mincha, he's making a neder and dava of a carbon mincha, so, you know, we just disregard, so to speak, the Seorim part of it. So the Gemara ends up saying that Rabbi Shimon subscribes to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi does not subscribe to Rabbi Shimon. So let's take a look at Rashi. Yachi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon sabalak like Rabbi Yossi, below Rabbi Yossi sabalak Rabbi Shimon, Vachi Perusha, Loi Kida Amar, and Rabbi Shimon sabalak Rabbi Yossi, to af bigmar dvar of nitpas dasa adam v'havilei misnadim shlo kederach misnadvin. If you add on the word saorin, that will take down the whole mincha. Rabbi Shimon sabar hoil v'shalok kahugan hisnadiv in bidvar of klo. Avol Rabbi Yosi lo sabar laki Rabbi Shimon v'misnadiv shlo kederach misnadvin lo amar klov elachiyuvi mechayiv le lahavi mincha schitin. We just ignore what you said at the end. V'lav mishum tfos lashon rishon el mishum de ein adam otzi dvar av levatala. The main principle that a person really must have meant, Ein Adam Motzi Dvar Av Levatala, person really must have meant to bring a carbon mincha, and there was a gimgum, they just didn't realize that you couldn't possibly do it from the Seorin. A person doesn't want to be Motzi Dvar Av Levatala. Okay. Zibai Elohu. Todos Yishromi, what they say, you know, Ilmale Todos Ata, you know, we really would have cracked down on you. So they want to know, was it out of respect for his learning, or was it the fact that they thought that he was going to, you know, as we like to say in the field, you know, make them an offer they couldn't refuse? You know, who was this Todos Yishromi, and why were they a little bit, you know, shy around him? So, Tashmo Zodarash Todos Yishromi, Maro Chanani Mishal Azarias, or Masur Atzim Al Kedushas Hashem, Lo Kipshan Eish. Nasr tavachom ratzom and mitzvar deim. It was the frogs. Umatzvar deim shein mitzvah mal kedush Hashem. Ksiv behu vav ve'alu be'visacha. Uvetanu rachom mishar v'visacha. Imasai mishar v'os mitzvah yoseid zil tanur. Hevi yom mishar shat tanur cham. So the you know, for the purposes of makas tzvardeya, you know, they were nizrak atzma l'toch kibshan ha'esh. Amazing. Anu shem mitzvah mal kedush Hashem. Alachas kama v'chama. So it shows you, he said a beautiful drasha. It must have been, he was in a big Talmid Chacham. Rabbi Yossi Baravin, Matel Mele Lechi, Shal Talmidei Chachamim Haya, that he was a great supporter of Talmidei Chachamim. Then Rabbi Yochanan, Kala Matel, Mele Lechis, Talmidei Chachamim, Zocha V'Yoshe V'Yeshiva Shalmala, Shenemar Ki B'Tzela Chachma B'Tzela Kesef. So by the way, this isn't just the Mitzvah Daraisa Tzedakah, but you remember, this is also the Mitzvah Daraisa, Mitzvah number 6, of Uvo Sidbakun, Uladav Kabo is he davik be Talmidei Chachamim. The Rambam list lasos pragmatia le Talmidei Chachamim. In fact, I just happened to be looking today in the Erech Hashulchan Yaradei and Reish Nun Gimel. So he actually quotes this Gemara, and he notes, you know, what a big mitzvah it is to support Talmidei Chachamim based on this Gemara. So Todos Yishromi was a big Talmid Chacham, and he said a big, you know, beautiful chiddush about Kiddush Hashem. We'll get to Tosfos in a second. And he was also a big Mahane Talmidei Chachamim Minachasav. So, Balei Tosfos, Ma'arau Chananim Mishal V'Azaria. So, Rashi says, Ma'arau Shalo Darshu V'Chai Bahem Lo Shiyamos Bahem. So, Balei Tosfos basically say, like, what are you talking about, V'Chai Bahem? Right? It's a Yehareg Val Yavor. You know, it's a Vodazara, it's a Gimel Chamorus, and also Bifar Hesya. Chayav Limtras Mofilo HaMitzvah Kala. And this is Vodazara. So Rabbeinu Tam gives one answer. To tell him that Shas Nebuchan Etzer Lav of the Zara Hava Ella Indarta. It's like always like a monument to himself. Shas Lechavur Hatzmo. V'kach Kamar Ma'ra'u. Right, that they really weren't obliged. And if they weren't obliged, then maybe it's Aser, right? The Rambam says, a person who's quote-unquote machmer on himself, hareiz a mischayiv b'nafsho. V'chein mashm b'dechsev, l'lahach l'esanach n'palchin, u'letel m'dehava lo nizgod mashma d'lahad didei, v'tzama trey mime ninu. That one of them had a din of Uzzara, the other one didn't. V'asanam yishapir adam minan be'lu nairos, el'mali nagdu l'chananim yishal be'azari, yopalchu l'tzama, that if they were torturing them, they would have yielded to Avodah Zarah. V'avodah Zarah have a chas v'shalom, but they would have given in for mechzi kavodah zara. Miu lashon palchu lo asi shapir. So even after all the lunders, the Bali says to say, malei nagdu l'chananim yishal be'azaria. Palchu l'tzalma sounds like they really would have yielded. V'ri mefarish ma'ro shelo barchu. Why didn't they just run away? Shere kodem amaisi yucholim lebroch. Moshe said Daniel, kedamar b'chilek shosha hayu ba'osa eitza. Point is that they could have gotten away. So this whole idea of, Yihareg val Yavor, Yavor val Yihareg, presumes what you call a binary option, right? Been seeing like you can only do one or the other, right? But to this day, I think he's the head, my best friend is Rabbi Dr. Zev Wiener, actually not the Zev Wiener who's with us now, but the 1.0, this is the 2.0. So it's my roommate in college and my, obviously not the person I referred to last week, and Smicha as well, said Talmud Mavaka of Yonah Zan Sachs. Let me bring up this story. Yeah, okay. So I remember that he was telling me that in like, there are all these different requirements that we had to do for smicha, so there's like some halacha l'maisa shirim. I have no idea what it came up, but there's a Rosh Hashiva at YU, Rav Ben Chaim. Rav Ben Chaim is a Sephardic posek, and he was talking about the sugya of Yavor Val Yehareg, or Yehareg Val Yavor, and he says, all the Ashkenazim learn it wrong. Right, they say like, you have two choices. Either you violate, whatever it says in the Torah, or in some cases, you have to give up your life. It says, "Aval yesh efsharut shlishit shata marbitzlo." So anyway, there's always alternatives, which is maybe you can fight back, right? Throw a chair at him or something, or Balei HaTosfos are saying again, Chachmei Ashkenaz, so Rav Ben Chaim would be disappointed. Run away, right? A good Ashkenazic answer. Right? They don't think about fighting, but why don't you run away? So they say they didn't run away because Nasu Kal V'Cholmer Ba'atzman. So the Rambam would say about this, this is outrageous. He would be mortally offended by this Tosfos. What are you talking about? If they could have run away and they didn't, then they didn't do something noble, right? Then they Hareza Mischayev B'Nafsho, right? How could you possibly not respect V'chai Bahem? But this Tosos L'Shidasam, the Balei Tosos, the Smak, even more famously, the Mukei Yosef, they're all open in various ways. We'll see this in the second semester. Daf Chaf Hei, B'chol Misrap and Chutz Me'atzei Ashera, they're more open to the idea of, quote-unquote, a person being Machmir, and say, Nasu Kal V'chomer Ba'atzman, that we're not going to run away and we're going to face the challenge. The Rambam, famously, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, says that, Chananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah saved Klal Yisrael from Cherpa, because everybody else was worshipping the Avodah Zarah. If we have some time, I want to show you that inside at the end. It's a seminal Rambam, obviously. Okay, Mishnah. Makom Shenagu L'Hadlik Esaner Leli Yom HaKippur Madlikin. Malcolm Shinago, Shalahadik Ein Madlikin, right? This is an issue of the Rambam Paskins it exactly that way. It's actually the last halacha in Shvisas Asor, which I have a thought about. Umadlikin Mateknesios about the Midrashus, Mavoas Afilim, Val Gabe Hacholim. More on that later on. So Tana Bain Chamber, Lahadik Bain Chamber, Shalahadik, Shane the Darecha, Niskadno, Yeshua, Dereshrava, Vamech Kulam, Sadikim, Lolam, Yershuarets, Nater, Matai, Masaya Davli, Spaer, Bain Cham, Lahadik, Bain Chamber, Shalahadik, which is basically they didn't want people to come to the Avera of Tashmish Hamita, whether you think it's a Derabanan, a Deraisa, Masarna Kasuf Chachamim, So some people said, you know, so put on a candle so that, you know, you won't come to, you know, asr ladam l'sham yishmitas or haner. Fine. Or some people say dafka, don't, because that will, you know, cause you to see your wife, and, you know, there could be issues, you know, that follow. Okay. Shamar Yehuda Mishmol Mevarchin ala or ela b'motzoi Shabbos ho'ol tchilas b'riyasohu. But you wouldn't make a bracha, let's say, on motzoi Yom HaKippurim, right? Obviously, when it comes to Shabbos, you light it afterwards. Yom Kippur has to be an Erev Shabbos. So Amalei Ha'usaba v'seim Rabbi Baruchana Yashar v'chinam Rabbi Yochanan. So this was the tradition of Rabbi Yochanan. You just wait a second. So Ula have a rachiv chamra ve'azav ve'shakil ve'azav Reb Abba mimine ve'Rabbi Berchana mismalei. So you know he was surrounded. So Amalei Reb Abba leUla vade damiso mishmei de Reb Yochanan mivarchin al or ela b'motzoi Shabbos hol tchilas b'yasohu. So Ula just gave him a death stare. Hader Ula chazav be'Rabbi Berchana bishus. So he says, you think that's what Rabbi Yochanan said? That's the only time you make a bracha and borei me'orei ha'esh? Right? This is like when, you know, very close talmidim of the Rav hear the Rav misquoted. Right? They hear somebody, imputing something to the Rav that he didn't say. I mean, you know, you get a run pretty quickly. It's like, I heard once that the Rav said, you know, people don't take kindly to that. And I don't blame them. So anyway, so Amar Lei, so the response in the Talmud was, Anala v'ha amari alaha amari. T'tani tami kevigur Rav Yochanan, Rav Yishim al-Azhar omer, yom hakiru mishachalios b'shabes, af imakom sham yishol v'hadlik malikim ibnei kavod Shabbos. Sounds like that, you know, ner besos din a kavod Shabbos. It does sound that way from many different sources. It's interesting, the Rambam in Perikei of Hilchos Shabbos is really a din an oneg Shabbos. So be that as it may, v'ani Rabbi Yochanan basrei, and Rabbi Yochanan supported, v'chachamim osrim, and the chacham said, no, if it's Yom Kippur, shechalios b'shabes, so we're not going to have you light the candle, because they were choshish again for tash mishamita. So Amar Lei, so Ula says, ada, yeah, that's correct, that is the tradition of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan supported this view, which is the way that we paskin, that Yom Kippur, shechalios b'shabes, by the way, that we make the bracha, right, l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos, v'shel Yom HaKippurim. And that's, you know, where the Rambam finished off Hilchos Shvisas Asur. And it's a very fitting place, because what do we know about the Rambam and Hilchos Shvisas Asur? The whole thing is about how the Kedusha of Yom Kippur is basically the same as Kedusha on Shabbos. So the Rambam chose to backload that halacha of all the halachos, because it highlights the relationship between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. There's a minhag in general of, you know, and it's subject to minhag whether you're going to light on Yom Kippur. But if it's Yom Kippur, Shchalios B'Shabbos, so of course, you know, Shabbos, you know, takes priority, because Yom Kippur is really a tolda of Shabbos in so many different ways. The Shabbos, Shabbosot, the supreme Shabbos, Me'erev Ad Erev Tish B'Tu Shabboschem. So, Kari Alev Rav Yosef, Mayim Amukim Eitza B'Levish, V'Ish Tivuna Yidlena. Mayim Amukim Eitza B'Levish, Zeh Ula. Right, Ula just gave him the death stare, and he didn't even have to say anything. V'ish tvuna yidlena, a Rabbi Barbarchan said, no, I didn't mean that Rabbi Yochanan, I meant the other Rabbi Yochanan, and it wasn't a minute too soon. So, Tosa says, in Mevarchan alor el b'motzei Shabbos, hikshar Rabbi Yosef, v'amim Mevarchan b'chol shah, shenana mimenu, das lehenos min olam b'zabalo bracha, v'tirz hanim ilik shegufo nana, aval shar hana alo, v'aval gav Mevarchan alor ha-shemesh b'chol yom, hanim mishum, Shemischadesh bechol yom, right? So one should make a bracha on the Mara, right? There's Hana in Ri'ya Sa'esh, and the answer is it's not really Hana Skufo. It's really fascinating, right? Because normally we group Kol Mara v'Reyach in Rem Vishum Me'ila, and we know that a Reyach, we are Mevarechan. Who remembers the Pasuk that establishes Minayin Shemevarechan al HaReyach, Ilan? Haluka, right? The last pasuk in all of Sefer Tehillim. So that's Hanas Haneshama. And this Tosfos is really interesting, both in terms of the Havamina, right? What about Mara? And in terms of the Maskana, where he says, oh, if it's Mischadish B'chol Yom. So probably what Tosfos is saying is a Lamdas issue. He's saying, no, that's not a Birchas Hanenin, right? The reason that you're Mevarech al HaShemesh, I would say it's not midin birchas hananin, right? Because he just said it's not hanas gufo, but it's mischadesh b'chol yom. I would say what he's saying is that it's a din of shevach, right? That it's mischadesh b'chol yom. So in any event, can, you know, talk about that. Let me just see if I can bring up the Rambam. It'll cooperate with me over here. I hope it will. And get up the Rambam in... If not, I can always go to Machon Manmer. It's my backup. When the Rambam deals with the issue of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, because it's really like a landmark kind of an issue. It's a little frustrating. Mitzvos. It's loading. Wikitext. Okay. Down to option three, but Baruch Hashem. Okay, so the Rambam says, He should see one of the Kaddish is Shemovu, Amru, Dashi, Besoch, Bnei Yisrael. Vinitzos Hamitzvah, Sharnachim, Tzim, the Farsim, and Munahaz, Osamitis, Bolam. V'shalom nefachid behesek shumasek v'afal pi shabal leinu machriach v'akesh menu lechaposenu shalom nishmeilav al nimtzar asmenu l'misa. Right, very different than the presentation of the Yadah Chazaka. Here the Rambam is talking about clearly yiharig v'al yavor v'lo netoeyu, and we shouldn't even try to deceive him lachshov shekafarnu afal pi shalibosenu ma'aminim bo yisala. Right, that even if we've remained fidelitous outwardly, right, the bottom line is that we need to take a stand. V'zosi mitzvahs kiddush Hashem v'tzuvim ba b'nei Yisrael b'cholam rotzel amar hataras atzmeinu lamos b'yad anas b'avor avaso yisala. It's all tied into avas Hashem b'amuna b'achduso k'mo sh'asa Hananiah Mishael v'Azariah b'zman t'nevuchadnetzar harasha k'shetziva l'ishtachvos l'tzelem v'ishtachvu lo kol ha'mon v'Yisrael b'chlal. V'lo hayasham ekadei shem shamayim, v'lo pachtu akol, everybody was afraid. V'haysav azeh cherpa l'chol Yisrael al asher avda zos ha-mitzvah micholam. V'lo nitztavta zos ha-mitzvah al-chmo ha-mamad ha-mufursam ha-gadol hu-asher pachan min ha-kol olam, nivuchanetzer, v'lo yos pirsum ha-yichud bazeh yad Hashem al-yidei Yeshaya, quote, shalot tashalim cherpas Yisrael v'yom ha-mamad, bazeh ha-mamad, v'sheyir bahem bachurim ba'es ha-hi ha-kasha, that the cherpa will not be shalim, there will be cherpa, because Chil Hashem is always a cherpa, but if there's at least some mikatzei shem shemayim, that saves all of us. Lo yafchidim hamaves v'yatiru nafsham v'yafarsim amuna v'yakdush shemam b'rabim k'mo shivtichanim b'amro. Lo ata yivosh Yaakov lo ata panav yechavaru ki beroso yiladav the bachurim the young men Hananiah Mishael v'Azariah ma'ase yadav v'kirbo yakdishu shemi. Lashon tivral menaskach otzesi yitzchamer yitzam menashe. Tik the Shushmi Birabim, Gmaram, etc., that Arbine Noach Mitsuvin. And the answer is maybe, maybe not, but we are. The Rambam concludes that they're not. Be that as it may. It's obviously incontrovertible in this Rambam that Hananiah Mishael HaAzariah wasn't quasi Avodah Zarah, it was the definition of Avodah Zarah. Right? And so the way the Rambam obviously would understand this Gemara is that, you know, they were inspired by the frogs. He said, look, if the frogs can do it, then we can do it. We're mitzuvel, you know, bechach. And we better do it, because if we don't, what's going to happen? You know, this is b'makom she'en anashim, ishtad l'yosish. It'll be, you know, the busha, cherpa, that, you know, par excellence, be the nader. And that's very important. I've thought about this, you know, like, and 100 times over the last 9 months, this Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, because even though there's been so much, tragically, Chil Hashem, when it comes to, you know, people not prioritizing the right mitzvos, and, you know, weddings that are out of control, and, you know, riots, and this and that, But if there are, even if there are just, even if it's a minority, frankly, Hanania, Mishael, and Azariah, it prevents it from being a cherpa in Klal Yisrael. That's a major yesod. And actually, the more frequent zilzul is in these areas, the more necessary, the stand becomes, right? Hanania, Mishael, and Azariah, what they did was so much more important in light of that. So again, there's just a chasm, an insuperable, unbridgeable chasm between the world of Rambam, the world of Balei Tosfos, on the issue of Yehareg, V'al Yavor, Hanania, Mishael, and Azariah being a really good example therein. Okay, let's hold it up here. I'm see you guys hopefully really soon, 8 o'clock. Zman, Hadlakas, Nevos, Chanukah, Mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, really one of my favorite topics.